Volume 46, number 5 of the Friend magazine for May 2016. Contents. Conference is for me. Message from the Prophet. Conference news. Conference notes. Show and tell conference. Stories and features. The Great Fiddling Duo. Family Night Fun. A Buggy for Mom. Under the Stairs Prayer. Answers from an Apostle, Elder Quentin L. Cook. Friends Who Stand Tall, Helping in Harmony. Better Than Hopscotch. Book of Mormon Hero, Ammon Served. I Can Read the Book of Mormon. Birthday Surprise. Picture Day. Bulletin Board. Matt and Mandy and Stop and Flip. Music, Praise to the Man. For Older Kids, Bad Day in the Badlands. Question Corner. Things to Make and Do. Fun Stuff. Love Notes for Mom. Fun Stuff. Hidden Picture. Blessing Quest. Happy Sabbath. Family Testimony Meeting. Fun Stuff. The Silliest Camping Trip Ever. Friend Junior. For Parents of Little Ones. Bright Idea Poster. The Laundry Monster. Laundry Basket Seek and Find. Book of Mormon Stories. Ammon's Good Example. Coloring Page. And Mission Building Blocks. End of Contents.
Friends by Mail for May 2016.
Paddling with a Friend. While my sister gives me a ride on the paddleboard on Jackson Lake, I read the friend to her. Braxton and Brinley S., ages 6 and 8, Idaho, USA.
My testimony. I love having the friend sent to us every month. This past Fast Sunday, I shared my testimony. It made me feel good. Joshua C., age 8, Ohio, USA.
Bright Idea. Thank you for the Bright Idea posters. We reprint the posters as 4x6 or 10x16 centimeter photos and keep them in a photo book to look at during sacrament meeting to remind us of the things we have learned. Sarah, Hannah, and Rachel H., ages 7, 2, and 5, Idaho, USA.
Socks Rock! We had a fun activity using the article from the September 2015 friend and made our own socks. We are trying each day to be sisters of courage, kindness, and service. Activity Day Girls, Blacksburg, Virginia Ward, USA.
Dear friends, John the Baptist visited Joseph Smith as an angel and brought the priesthood back to the earth 187 years ago, this month. On page 18, you can meet a brother and sister who visited the place where that important event happened. They even got to help make it look like it did 187 years ago. Happy May. P.S. When has the priesthood blessed you? Write to tell us. Was there a story or activity this month that helped you? Tell us about it. Turn to page 39 to find out how.
End of Friends by Mail. Read by Maya Reinwand, Margot Patello, Miles McClellan, Chloe Patello, and Matthew Moore.
A Conference Message from the Prophet. Choose the Right Path by President Thomas S. Monson. In the book Alice's Adventures in Wonderland, Alice comes to a crossroads with two paths going in opposite directions. As she thinks about which way to turn, she sees the Cheshire Cat. Unlike Alice, we know where we want to go. It does not matter which way we go. The path we follow in this life leads to our destination in the next life. May we ever choose the harder right instead of the easier wrong. How to choose the right path? Build a great and powerful faith. It will protect you and help you choose the right. When you make a foolish choice, use the Savior's gift of repentance. Repenting will help you get back on the Path to Celestial Glory. Adapted from Choices from the April 2016 General Conference. End of a conference message from the Prophet. Choose the Right Path by President Thomas S. Monson. Conference News. 4 new temples. President Monson announced new temples in 4 countries. What are they? Your Helping Hands. In the women's session, Sister Cheryl A. Esplin talked about the helping hands that children sent to the Friend last year. The hands are on display in the church office building until July. Meet our new primary leaders. A new primary general presidency was sustained this conference. Sister Joy D. Jones, general president of the primary. Loves eating popcorn and having popcorn parties with her family. Carried stacks of library books home to read before school and on weekends. Studied home and family sciences in college. Sister Jean B. Bingham, first counselor, primary general presidency. In grade school, she raised chickens and sold eggs. Studied education in college and served a mission in Portugal. Loves to scuba dive, ski, hike, and meet people around the world. Sister Bonnie H. Corden, second counselor in the primary general presidency. By the time she was 7, she had lived in 4 U.S. states. Loves to climb trees, watch birds, and collect interesting rocks. Studied teaching in college and enjoys helping children learn English as a second language. A worldwide challenge. There are about 60 million refugees who have had to leave their homes. Half of them are children. Elder Patrick Kieran of the 70 told us how we can help. Lend a hand, be a friend, donate things they need. A special choir. Girls and women from more than 50 countries sang in the women's session. Some are refugees who had to find safety in a new country. They sang beautifully. Conference quotes. Our Savior, the Good Shepherd, knows and loves us. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, second counselor in the First Presidency. The sacrament truly helps us know our Savior. Elder Dale G. Renland of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Primary girls and boys, is there someone in your family who needs your love and kindness? Sister Neil F. Marriott, first counselor in the Young Women General Presidency. End of Conference News. Read by David Shaw. Conference Notes. Here are some stories from the April 2016 General Conference. What did you like about conference? Home teaching help. President Irene talked about how young people can be examples of the Savior in the way they pray, speak, and encourage members of their family. He said that once a priesthood leader asked President Irene's young son to take the lead in a home teaching visit because he thought the family might be more touched by the simple teaching and testimony of a boy. Write about what this teaches you.
Excited to listen. While in Africa a while ago, Elder Anderson and his wife visited the Democratic Republic of Congo. They met outside under plastic coverings on bamboo poles. As the meeting began, they could see lots of neighborhood children watching from outside a nearby fence. They invited the children to come in, and the children came running. Some had worn-out clothes and bare feet, but all had beautiful smiles. Write about what this teaches you.
Go to the rescue. Elder Arnold encouraged us to reach out to our friends who don't go to church or who haven't been baptized. He told the story of a 7-year-old girl named Amy who invited her friend Ariana and her family to come see the primary sacrament meeting program. A few months later, Ariana and her family were baptized. No matter what age we are, we can share the gospel with others. Write about what this teaches you.
An answer to prayers. Sister Burton told the story of a girl named Yvette who was 11 years old when a war forced her family to leave their home. When Yvette moved to a new country, The people there helped her family get around town, go to school, and get used to other new things. Those helpers were an answer to her family's prayers. Yvette's mother and sister sang in the women's session choir. Write about what this story teaches you.
End of the section, Conference Notes.
Show and Tell, Conference. Soraya P., age 4, California, USA, went to the visitor center of the Los Angeles Temple to watch general conference with her family. William P., age 5, Auvergne-Rhône-Alpes, France, said, "I love the prophets. I love to eat snacks while I watch conference, and I love to listen to the songs." Joshua P., age 7, Auvergne-Rhône-Alpes, France, said, "My favorite moment was seeing President Uchtdorf pat President Monson on the leg after the sustaining of church officers. It made me feel good to see him do that because I love President Monson." During conference, Adriana H., age 5, North Carolina, USA, wrote down words that stood out to her. The words she wrote were family, baptism, and missionary. "I feel peace when I watch conference with my family," she said. Here's a model of general conference that Sebastian D., age 9, Utah, USA, built. Lillian C., age 10, Idaho, USA, said, "I love being able to listen to apostles, especially President Monson, President Eyring, and President Uchtdorf. I memorize the names of all the apostles so that when I see them, I recognize who they are. I like watching their talks with my family." Josh Aubrey Scott, TJ Christian, and Eli W., ages 16, 14, 11, 9, 6, and 4, Florida, USA, decided to watch conference on Saturday instead of playing outside. They even invited their neighborhood friends to come and play conference bingo with them. It was a hit. They came back the next day with even more friends. Eden G., age 10, California, USA, said, "I like Elder Johnson's talk about resurrection and his daughter, Alyssa. She knew that because of Jesus Christ, she was already cured. Elder Johnson knows that he will see his daughter and mother and father again. That reminded me that because of Jesus Christ, I will see my papa and tata again one day." Alyssa K., age 9, Utah, USA, made a toothpick temple while listening to conference. Cole K., age 7, Utah, USA, has a disability that makes it so he can't talk or understand things very well. He doesn't usually watch TV, but when general conference comes on, Cole touches the faces of the prophet or first presidency on the screen. He has a special connection to them. Other contributors to the show and tell. Russell S., age 8, New York, USA. Patrick S., age 11, Virginia, USA. Claire M., age 11, New Jersey, USA. Campbell J., age 9, Texas, USA. End of Show and Tell Conference Edition, read by Salem Tullis and Eden Reinwand.
The Great Fiddling Duo by David Dixon, Church Magazines, based on a true story. After messing up at last year's talent show, how did Lisa try again? A person bright and lovely is my mother dear. Children's Songbook, page 203. Lisa glanced at the talent show sign-ups as she walked down the hall to math class. She paused for a second and then kept walking.
No way. No more talent shows. Not after what happened last year.
On stage, in front of everybody, she'd forgotten the words to her song. It was one of the most embarrassing moments of her life. So why was she even thinking about putting herself through that again? What was the point?
So that's that,
she decided.
Not gonna happen.
At home that night, Lisa got out her violin to practice. She loved playing the new fiddle song Mom had been teaching her. Her fingers pressed down on the strings. The square dance song made her feet start tapping.
This would be the perfect song for the talent show,
Lisa thought. but playing her violin in front of everyone sounded even scarier than singing. There were too many notes she could forget.
"That's sounding good,"
Mom said when Lisa finished the song.
"Now try it faster."
Mom adjusted the metronome. The tick, tick, ticks that told Lisa how fast to play started to speed up. Lisa concentrated on her fingering, and the notes came out fast and bright. Now she really wanted to dance. Mom played some backup notes on her own violin that helped Lisa keep her place. Suddenly, Lisa had an idea. A few other kids had music teachers playing backup music for their songs. If anything could help Lisa not feel so nervous, it would be Mom playing with her.
"Mom?"
Lisa set down her violin. Mom turned off the metronome. It sounded really quiet all of a sudden.
"Yes?"
Lisa hesitated. Then she blurted out,
"Would you play this with me in the talent show? You know, like how we played it just now?"
Mom grinned.
"If we can both wear cowgirl hats, you've got a deal."
"Yes, this would be awesome."
Before Lisa knew it, the night of the talent show had come. She peeked from behind the curtain as her turn got closer. There was such a big crowd that people had to stand up in the back. She was frightened and excited.
"Fright's excited,"
she thought, a little of both.
"Our turn,"
Mom said as she gave Lisa a quick hug. Lisa said a quick prayer that things would go okay. The hug and prayer helped chase away the jitters. They carefully adjusted their cowgirl hats, then walked to the center of the stage. Mom started playing the introduction. Lisa put her bow to the violin and messed up. She came in too soon. Was this happening again? But Mom kept on playing, and Lisa was determined to continue. Besides, after the intro came Lisa's favorite part, the fun section. Listening to Mom's steady playing, Lisa launched into the melody and started hitting the notes with more confidence. The crowd clapped and cheered. Lisa even began tapping her feet while she played. The rest of the song flew by. It was so fun. By the time the music ended and they took their bows, Lisa could hardly remember those few goofy notes she'd hit early in the song. Mom grabbed Lisa's hand and they smiled at each other. Lisa felt terrific.
"Thank you, Heavenly Father,"
Lisa prayed silently.
"Thank you for giving me such a great mom."
End of the story, The Great Fiddling Duo, read by Jane Wise, Kristen Hawkins, and Tess Hawkins.
Family Night Fun. Here are some fun family home evening ideas from this month's magazine. What other ideas can you come up with? Family Talent Show. Read The Great Fiddling Duo on page 8. You can have your own family talent show. Have each family member share a talent, hobby, or craft they've been working on. Here are a few more ideas. Make a program and have someone be the announcer. Be creative. Wear costumes or set up a stage. Film your show or take lots of pictures. We'd love to see them. Is there a topic you'd like to learn about with your family? Go to lessonhelps.lds.org to find stories, activities, and media. Pop Star Popcorn. Make some popcorn to enjoy during your talent show. Be sure to get an adult's help. Try one of these toppings for your popcorn, or make up your own. Dried fruit like cranberries and raisins, chocolate chips and pretzels, 1/4 cup Parmesan cheese, 1/4 cup chili seasoning mix after 2 tablespoons olive oil, 2 tablespoons hot chocolate mix, and mini marshmallows. Being brave. What do you do when you are nervous or scared? How do you handle hard things? Pray to Heavenly Father for help. Think, "I can," instead of "I can't." Challenge yourself to do something you'd like to try, even if it seems scary. Remember, it's okay to make mistakes. Tasty treats. Try these for family home evening this month. Use an ice cream scoop to make watermelon balls. Serve with shortbread cookies. Top slices of toast with vanilla ice cream and berries. Put mini frozen phyllo shells on a cookie sheet. Put a small slice of cream cheese in each shell. Cook at 350 degrees Fahrenheit, 180 degrees Celsius, for about 5 minutes until cheese is soft. Top with raspberry or apricot jam. More family home evening ideas. Here are some more family home evening ideas. Look for these pictures in the magazine to find the stories and articles they go with. Find the page numbers below. Idea 1. Have you ever prayed for help? Read Under the Stairs prayer and share a time when Heavenly Father answered your prayers. Did you hear any stories about prayer in General Conference? Idea 2. Why should we follow Jesus Christ? Find Elder Cook's answers. Then make a list of how you and your family follow Jesus. Idea 3. Read the story, Picture Day. Remember that you're a child of God. Make a list of something you love about each of your family members. End of the section. Family Night Fun. Read by Pat Murray.
A Buggy for Mom by Rhonda Gibb Hinrichsen, based on a true story. Joseph had some money saved. Would it be enough? I want to do just what is best each and every day. Children's Songbook, page 197. Joseph watched horses tug their wagons down the main street of Provo, Utah. People walked quickly past the brick buildings that lined the street, eager to get home at the end of the day. Joseph had only one more newspaper to sell, and then he could go home too.
Get your paper!
He waved it over his head. Some newsboys thought this job was boring, but not Joseph. It reminded him of the busy marketplaces in Syria, where his family used to live.
You are the oldest son. Now your siblings look up to you.
His father had told Joseph one day as they walked through the market.
You must set a good example.
Joseph's memories were interrupted by a man walking toward him.
Would you like to buy a paper?
Joseph asked him.
Yes, thank you, lad.
The man handed a few coins to Joseph. He couldn't wait to add them to his savings at home. A few minutes later, Joseph stepped onto his front porch. He took a deep breath. The air smelled delicious.
Lahmacun,
Joseph said with a happy sigh. He loved the taste of the pizza-like meat pies from his home country. He hoped it was time to eat. But when he opened the door, instead of seeing dinner already on the table, he saw his mother struggling to take the meat pies out of the oven. His little sister, Leah, cried loudly and tugged at Mother's skirt.
Let me help you with that,
Joseph said.
Thank you.
Mother strained to lift Leah.
She's getting too big to carry,
Joseph said.
My children are never too big for me to comfort,
Mother answered. A few days later, Joseph walked down the street, thinking of all Mother did for their family. And that's when he saw it. A baby buggy in the furniture store window. Suddenly, he knew what he needed to do. He ran inside.
What can I do for you?
A gentleman asked.
I want to buy a baby buggy for my mother.
That is thoughtful. But do you have enough money?
I have $2 now. If you will keep the buggy here, I'll come in every week and give you more until I've paid for it.
The man nodded.
Let's go and pick one out.
Joseph chose a brown leather buggy. It cost $5.
He thought about how long it would take to earn the money.
Helping Mother will be worth it,
he thought. Weeks later, Joseph opened the kitchen door.
You're home early,
Mother said. She was facing away from Joseph, and he quietly pushed the buggy inside behind her back.
Mother, I got you something.
Mother turned around and saw the buggy. Her brown eyes grew round with surprise, and tears started flowing down her cheeks.
Oh, thank you, son,
she said, hugging him tightly. Later that night, when Joseph's father came home, Mother showed him the buggy. Father put his hand on Joseph's shoulder.
I am proud of you. Very, very proud. You are a good example to the family.
Joseph couldn't stop smiling. It was amazing what hard work, stacks of newspaper, and a baby buggy could do. The author lives in Utah, USA.
Sidebar. Morgan A., age 9, from Florida, USA, said, One day my mom was very stressed. She had a lot of things going on, so I helped her. I played with my sister, and when my mom needed something, I came right away. I was very helpful that day. I hope I can do it again. End of the story, A Buggy for Mom. Read by Kristen Hawkins, Matthew Moore, Van Farnworth, Pat Murray, Jane Wise, and Dwayne Case.
Fun stuff. Love notes for Mom. Make this craft for your mother or someone else you love. Cut out each picture and punch out holes where the white circles are. Then thread yarn through the holes to make a booklet or banner. Make sure to sign your name on the last picture. Then put it somewhere to surprise your mom. Print more copies at friend.lds.org. End of the activity, Love Notes for Mom. Read by Maya Reinwand.
Under the Stairs Prayer, A True Story, written by you. By Corbin M., age 8, Utah, USA. One day, my sister Zaylee and I played hide-and-seek, and we got stuck in the closet under the stairs. It was summer, and the closet was really hot. Then the light in the closet broke, and it got really dark. Zaylee and I cried and cried for help. My mom was outside and didn't know we were stuck in the closet. I told my sister we should kneel down and pray to Heavenly Father. We asked that someone could come find us and let us out. After we prayed, my mom came and found us. My mom told me that she had a feeling that something wasn't right and that she needed to come check on us. I felt happy inside. I am glad God answered my prayer. Jesus said, Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For every one that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Matthew 7:7-8. He also said, Whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, which is right, believing that ye shall receive, behold, it shall be given unto you. 3 Nephi 18:20. Heavenly Father hears our prayers. He may not always answer the way we expect, but he does answer in his own time and his own will. I'm grateful that Heavenly Father hears and answers our prayers and that he loves us so much. End of the story. Under the Stairs Prayer. Read by Enzo Patello.
Answers from an Apostle. Why should we follow Jesus Christ? From Elder Quentin L. Cook of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Jesus Christ is our light and life. When we follow Jesus, we grow stronger and become more like him. We should remember him and follow him like sunflowers follow the sun across the sky. Following his light and example will bring us joy, happiness, and peace, even if things around us are hard. Adapted from The Lord is My Light, Ensign, May 2015, pages 62 through 66.
Meet Elder Quentin L. Cook. He was born on September 8, 1940. He grew up in Logan, Utah, USA. He rescued a friend's boots during a fire drill when he was in first grade. Quentin said, I didn't want his feet to be cold in the snow. Quentin was a good athlete in high school. He played basketball, football, baseball, and ran with the track team. He set a good example for a man he worked with by not drinking any alcohol at a party. The man could tell that Elder Cook was a Latter-day Saint because of his good choices. When he was 15 years old, he talked with his older brother about building a testimony of his own. He decided to go on a mission when he was old enough. Later, he served in the British mission. He and his wife, Mary Gaddy, were married in the Logan, Utah temple. They have 3 children. What is an apostle? When Jesus was on the earth, he called 12 men to be his special helpers and witnesses. They were called apostles. He has called apostles to be his special helpers and witnesses today. They testify of Jesus Christ to the whole world. Elder Cook is an apostle. End of the article. Answers from an Apostle. Read by Lindsay Hepworth and Pat Murray. Friends Who Stand Tall. Helping in Harmony. From an interview by Annie Beer Rodriguez.
Hi, I'm Siri. My brother Alex and I visit Harmony, Pennsylvania, USA. It is a place where Joseph and Emma Smith lived. It's also where the prophet Joseph Smith got the priesthood from John the Baptist and where he was baptized. We got to help volunteers fix up this special place so people can learn more about the restoration. Paving paths. We watched volunteers make trails in the woods. They spread rocks and dirt on the trails and then raked them flat. The trails led to the place where John the Baptist appeared to Joseph Smith and Oliver Cowdery and gave them the priesthood. A special river. After they got the priesthood, Joseph baptized Oliver Cowdery in the Susquehanna River. Then Oliver baptized Joseph. I really liked how he got to see the river. I actually touched the river where Joseph Smith got baptized. Joseph and Emma Smith's house. This is where Joseph Smith translated most of the Book of Mormon. This house was rebuilt to look just like it did when Joseph and Emma Smith lived there. Emma's parents' house. We also visited the Hale house, where Emma Smith's parents lived. It is very close to the house where Joseph and Emma lived. This house was also rebuilt. A giant rock collection. People had to dig up the foundations of the Hale and Smith homes. They collected the rocks on 70 wooden pallets. Priesthood Monument. This statue shows Joseph Smith and Oliver Cowdery receiving the Aaronic priesthood from John the Baptist. It happened on May 15, 1829, 187 years ago. A new site. After all the work was done, the priesthood restoration site was ready to be dedicated. President Russell M. Nelson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles gave a prayer to dedicate the site in September 2015.
Send your footprint. How do you follow Jesus by standing tall? Trace your foot and send us your story and photo along with your parents' permission. Find out how on page 39. Go to history.lds.org/maps/priesthood-restoration-site to see an interactive map of the historic site.
End of the section, Friends Who Stand Tall, Helping in Harmony. Read by Maya Reinwand and Lindsay Hepworth.
Better Than Hopscotch by Catherine Lewis, based on a true story. I want to tell my friends about our church and the happiness it brings to me. Children's Songbook, page 168.
1, 2, 3, skip, 4, and 5.
Diane chanted as she hopped and skipped down the hopscotch squares. Now that school was out, she could play outside every day with her friend Laura. Diane teetered on one foot, then giggled. As she regained her balance, she noticed a girl she had never seen before walking over from the house next door.
My name's Emma,
the girl said.
Can I play with you?
Sure,
Diane said. Laura grinned and nodded. The three girls laughed and played all morning long. Emma was a lot of fun to be around. When she told Diane and Laura that she was visiting her grandparents for 2 weeks, the girls decided to play together every day. But on Saturday, Emma told Diane and Laura that she wouldn't be playing with them the next day.
Why not?
Laura asked.
I go to church every Sunday morning, then spend time with my family.
Emma explained.
I'm a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Diane frowned.
Can't you miss church just this once?
She asked. They didn't have many days left to play together.
I don't want to miss church. I love going. We have a fun meeting called Primary that's just for kids. We sing and listen to stories about Jesus and the prophets.
Diane and Laura looked at her doubtfully. It sure didn't sound as fun as hopscotch.
You could both come with me if you wanted.
No thanks.
Diane said. Nah, Laura said. But on Monday, Diane asked Emma to tell them more about her church. She and Laura both wondered how it could possibly be more fun than playing on Sunday.
Yesterday I heard stories from the Book of Mormon.
Her friends looked puzzled.
It's a book like the Bible and has lots of scriptures and stories about Jesus. When I pray about the stories, I feel happy, and I know that Heavenly Father is telling me they're true.
For 2 weeks, the girls played together almost every day. It felt like they had always been friends. The days passed quickly, and then it was time for Emma to go home. She was sad to leave, and Diane and Laura were sad to see her go. They watched and waved as Emma drove away with her family.
I didn't really understand everything she's telling us about her church,
Laura said.
Me neither,
Diane said.
But I felt good when she was talking about it.
Yeah,
Laura said. Many years later, Diane had a friend named Lynn who was taught by missionaries. Diane saw how happy Lynn was. At Lynn's baptism, Diane heard the name, The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. She remembered her friend Emma. That was the name of the church Emma went to. Diane wanted to know more. She read the Book of Mormon and asked Heavenly Father if it was true. She felt happy, just like Emma had said she would. On the day of her baptism, she was so thankful for Emma, the friend who told her about the church while playing hopscotch. Sharing your testimony is like planting a seed. Sometimes it takes a long time to grow. So plant lots of seeds. You never know which ones will blossom.
End of the story. Better Than Hopscotch. Read by Natalie Moore, Shannon Nelson, Tess Hawkins, and Margot Patello.
I Can Play It. Praise to the Man. Words by William W. Phelps. Music, Scottish Folk Song. Praise to the man who communed with Jehovah, Jesus anointed that prophet and seer. Blessed to open the last dispensation. Kings shall extol him and nations revere. Watch a sing-along video of this song at children.lds.org. Click on Videos. End of the section, I Can Play It, Praise to the Man, read by Scott Moore.
Fun stuff, hidden picture. This family had their family reunion near Salt Lake City, Utah, USA. So then they could go to General Conference together. Can you find the hidden objects? A chocolate bar, a clam, a pencil, a snail, some broccoli, a key, sock, a bone, a red car, a hammer, and a bunny. End of the section, Fun Stuff, Hidden Picture. Read by Shannon Nelson.
Blessing Quest. Our readers took pictures of things they're grateful for. Go on your own blessing quest. Draw, take a picture, or make a video of what you find. Then send it to us. Extra Challenge. See if you can find and take a picture of something colorful, like red, blue, or orange. Textured, like rough, fuzzy, or squishy. Patterned, like striped or speckled. Flavored, like sweet, salty, or sour. Photography tips. 1. Move in close. Fill the whole screen with your subject. Try changing your view by kneeling down or climbing up on a chair. 2. Follow the rule of thirds. Don't put the subject in the middle of the screen. Look at the picture above. Put your subject along one of the lines or where the lines cross. 3. Use the sun. If you're outside, try moving around to see where the sun lights your subject best. The lighting will be better when your subject is not in shadow.
I like to climb this tree. When I'm up high, I feel like I'm in heaven with Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. Jacob W. H. 6, Iowa, USA.
I took this picture before a storm. I call it light versus dark. Jesus brings light and Satan brings darkness. Light always overpowers darkness. If we follow Jesus Christ, we can overcome darkness too. Lila W., age 10, Kansas, USA.
I help our plants by watering them every day. Heavenly Father blesses us with fruits and vegetables that we can harvest to stay strong and healthy. Graciela Magne, G., age 11, Bataan, Philippines.
I went camping and hiking and took this picture at the bottom of a canyon. It was so beautiful. I'm glad Heavenly Father created this world. Margot M., age 7, Alberta, Canada.
I love to walk in the garden with my family. When I see flowers and butterflies, they remind me that Heavenly Father watches over me and loves me. Connor K., age 6, Michigan, USA.
It is amazing that we have been blessed with something as cool as this building my family saw while visiting Ukraine. It has been standing for almost 1,000 years. Oliver H., age 11, Idaho, USA.
This is a sea turtle on a beach in Hawaii, USA. Each creation of our Heavenly Father is beautiful in its own way. Jessica J., age 12, California, USA.
Heavenly Father loves us so much that He gave us a temple where we can be sealed to our family. Madeline M., age 10, Florida, USA.
These are elderflowers. My mom uses them as herbs. I love that Heavenly Father blesses us with things that help us in life. Jimmy S., age 11, Texas, USA.
End of the article, Blessing Quest. Read by Charlene Stewart, Daniel McClellan, Maya Reinwand, Tess Hawkins, Shannon Nelson, Miles McClellan, Enzo Patello, Eden Reinwand, Salem Tullis, and Asher Hawkins.
Book of Mormon Hero. Ammon served. Ammon was a son of Mosiah and a friend of Alma the Younger. Ammon and his friends went on a mission to teach the Lamanites about the gospel. He asked to be a servant to King Lamoni, a Lamanite king. He helped the other servants be brave, and he protected King Lamoni's sheep. The king and many of his people were baptized because of Ammon's example. How can you serve others?
One day, I was walking to my classroom, and I accidentally dropped some papers. As I bent to pick them up, another kid helped me. Then another day, a different classmate dropped papers. Remembering what someone did for me, I helped my classmate pick up the papers. I know service is good. Naomi O., age 11, Utah, USA.
I can serve. Memorize Alma 7, chapter 17, verse 11. Do an act of service every day for a week. Watch chapters 23 through 26 of the Book of Mormon stories at children.lds.org. I challenge myself to...
End of the article, Ammon Served. Read by Scott Moore and Eden Reinwand.
Birthday Surprise by Sarah Carlson, based on a true story. I could hardly wait for my birthday, especially the presents. The temple is a house of God, a place of love and beauty. Children's Songbook, page 95. There are lots of great days every year. Christmas, Easter, the last day of school, but my favorite day of the year is my birthday. I love having a party with all my friends, and a birthday cake is my favorite food. And I love getting presents. Today was my birthday, the best day of the year. I got to wear the birthday crown and be the line leader at school. At lunch, I got to eat a special dessert. All day, I walked around humming, "Happy birthday to me!" I ran home from school. Mom had decorated the house with balloons and streamers and a big banner that said, "Happy birthday, Caleb!" "I like it," I told her. "I'm ready for the party." Soon, my friends all came. I opened the door and showed them where they could put the presents they brought. Some presents were big, some presents were small. Some were square, Some were round. I could hardly wait to open them all. We played games and ate pizza and cake. Then Mom called,
"Time for presents!"
My friends sat in a circle in the living room, and I got to sit in the middle while they handed me presents. I got a water gun, a ball, and a model airplane. Every present was better than the last. Then my friend Colin handed me a present wrapped in light blue paper. It wasn't very heavy. It wasn't very big. It didn't look like anything special. As I ripped the paper, I was already looking around for what the next present would be. Then I saw what Colin had given me. It was a picture of the temple. All my friends crowded around to see what it was. They were all talking loud and trying to pass me another present. But I felt quiet and warm when I looked at the picture. "Thanks, Colin," I said. "I love it." When my friends left, Mom and I put the presents in my room.
That was really nice of your friends. We'll have to write them all thank you notes.
I nodded and looked around at my presents. The water gun, the ball, the airplane. Then I remembered the warm feeling I got when I opened Colin's gift. "The picture of the temple is my favorite," I said. "I'm going to put it on my dresser right now." As I put the picture up, I realized I was singing a different song than I had been all day. "I love to see the temple," I sang, and I smiled. It had been a pretty great birthday. End of the story, Birthday Surprise, read by Ethan and Rena Nelson.
Picture Day by Tori Holman, based on a true story. Everyone seemed excited about Picture Day, everyone except me. Man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7.
Everybody needs to look their very best tomorrow,
Mrs. Santos called out in a sing-song voice.
Tomorrow is Picture Day.
Whispers and giggles spread around the room. Everyone seemed excited about Picture Day. Everyone except me. I felt a knot in my stomach. At recess, all my friends wanted to talk about was what outfit they were going to wear for school pictures. With each thing they mentioned, the knot in my stomach got bigger. I didn't have any of the pretty things they talked about. How could I look beautiful if I didn't have anything beautiful to wear? The next morning, I dug through all my drawers and decided on a red and white striped shirt and my denim skirt. I had two flower hair clips, but one had a broken petal. My shirt had a little yellow stain on it. Maybe it wouldn't show. My skirt was faded, and my shoes were scuffed. Nervous butterflies joined the knots in my stomach. I worried and worried all the way to school. When I got to school, I ran to the washroom, hoping no one had seen me yet. Hot tears ran down my face. I quickly wiped them away when I heard footsteps.
Are you okay?
It was Mrs. Santos.
A couple of your classmates said they saw you run in here and thought something might be wrong.
I didn't say anything as I stared down at my shoes. A question bubbled up inside of me. Are you disappointed in me? My voice cracked. Mrs. Santos put her arm around my shoulder.
Why would I be disappointed in you?
Well, I sniffed. I tried to think of how to say what I wanted to say. You said to look your very best for Picture Day. And I slowly traced the stain on my shirt with a fingertip. I don't have anything pretty, I continued. My clothes are kind of old. Mrs. Santos was quiet for a minute. Then she gave my shoulder a squeeze.
Let's have a look and see what we can do.
She lifted my chin so that I was looking into the mirror.
You know what I see?
What? I asked.
I see a special girl who looks sad today and who forgot to wear her prettiest feature.
I stared at Mrs. Santos. What was she talking about?
Try a smile, and then let's take another look.
I gazed in the mirror. Slowly, the corners of my mouth turned up.
You aren't beautiful because of what you wear or the way you look. You are beautiful because of who you are. Your happy personality always puts a smile on everyone's face.
I tilted my head and watched my smile grow bigger and bigger. I started to feel the knot in my stomach loosen. Mrs. Santos was right. My smile was the best. I looked down at my shirt. The yellow stains, the scuffed shoes, who cares? I was a child of God, and it wasn't my clothes that made me. They didn't matter. I looked into the mirror again. My teeth sparkled as my grin stretched out.
Ah, there it is,
Mrs. Santos said.
Picture perfect.
The author lives in California, USA.
Sidebar. The gospel teaches us that true beauty is more than skin deep. Elder Lynn G. Robbins of the Presidency of the 70. True Beauty, Ensign, November 2008, page 30.
End of the story, Picture Day. Read by Salem Tullis, Jane Wise, and Pat Murray.
Happy Sabbath. Family Testimony Meeting. Do this activity with your family. The first Sunday of each month is a special Sabbath day. It's a time when we share our testimonies or what we believe is true with each other at church. Gaining a testimony is like putting together a puzzle. It's something you add to piece by piece. Ask your parents if you can have a family testimony meeting. When someone in your family shares their testimony, color in a piece of the puzzle below. After everyone who wants to has shared, color any pieces that are left. Then you can cut out the pieces and put them together. Print more copies at friend.lds.org. End of the section, Happy Sabbath, Family Testimony Meeting. Read by Pat Murray.
Bulletin Board. Ask your family, what is your earliest memory? God gives us good food. This is a turnip. Do you know that you can eat both the greens and bulb of a turnip? The top of the bulb turns a purplish color if it was in the sunlight while growing. If you find a bulb that looks yellowish and brown, it's probably a related veggie called a rutabaga. Cyber Strong. I will check with my parents before posting anything online. Play Freeze Dance. Pick one person to be the music master. That person picks songs to play, and everyone else's dances to the music. When the music master pauses the song, everyone else freezes. Anyone who moves is out. The last person dancing becomes the new music master, or you can take turns if there is a tie. Download free fun music at lds.org/youth/music. Temple Connection. Have you met Alex and Cyrie on page 18? This is a drawing of the temple that will be dedicated later this year in their home state of Pennsylvania, USA. Architects made the temple look like other historic buildings in the city of Philadelphia. End of Bulletin Board, read by David Shaw.
For Older Kids. Bad Day in the Badlands by Jane McBride Choate, based on a true story. The trip was great until everyone got sick. Lay your hands upon the sick and they shall recover. Doctrine and Covenants, section 66, verse 9. Topher had looked forward all year to his fifth grade trip to the Black Hills and Badlands in South Dakota, USA. He had saved his allowance and lawn mowing money to pay for the trip all by himself. The morning of the trip, Topher and his family knelt by the sofa to pray. Dad said the prayer and asked Heavenly Father to watch over Topher while he was away. Then Mom drove Topher to the school to join the rest of his class. The bus ride was fun. Everyone sang silly songs, told stories, and made plans for what they would do when they got to their campground. At lunchtime, they stopped for a picnic.
"This is the best trip ever,"
Topher told his friend Alex while they ate their sack lunches.
"I can't wait to see Mount Rushmore."
All school year, Topher's class had studied the places they would visit, like the Badlands, the memorial at Mount Rushmore, and even a real gold mine. They would stay at a campground, sleep in tents, and cook their food over a fire.
Yeah,
Alex said, but he didn't sound very happy.
My stomach feels funny,
he whispered and pressed his hand over his stomach. His face looked kind of pale.
Want me to tell a teacher?
Topher asked.
No, I'll be okay.
Topher finished his sandwich, but Alex ate hardly anything. After lunch, everyone went back to the bus. One by one, Topher's classmates started getting sick. Even some of the teachers and parents' chaperones got sick. By the time they got to the campground, Topher felt sick too. He managed to eat some dinner, but he quickly threw it up. He wished he were home. His parents would know how to help him feel better. Mom would make soup for him, and Dad would give him a priesthood blessing. That gave Topher an idea. Brother Turner from Topher's ward was one of the chaperones. Topher went and found him by the campfire.
Brother Turner, would you give me a blessing?
Brother Turner looked sick too, but he managed a weak smile.
I'd be happy to give you a blessing, Topher.
Together, Brother Turner and Topher found a quiet spot nearby. Brother Turner laid his hands on Topher's head. He paused before beginning, and then gave a blessing. He asked Heavenly Father to help Topher feel better. Topher felt peaceful as Brother Turner finished the blessing. Although he was still sick, he started to feel a little better. He found Alex and offered to get him some water.
Thanks,
Alex said. The next morning, back on the bus, everyone was quiet. Topher thought about the blessing Brother Turner had given him. Next year, Topher would turn 12 and would be ordained to the Aaronic priesthood. He promised himself that he would be worthy to receive it and to receive the Melchizedek priesthood when he was older. He wanted to be able to help others, just like Brother Turner had helped him. The author lives in Colorado, USA.
Sidebar. Although you cannot see the power of the priesthood, you can feel it, and you can see the results of it. President Boyd K. Packer, 1924 to 2015. The Aaronic Priesthood, Ensign, November, 1981, page 30.
End of the story, Bad Day in the Badlands. Read by Kristen Hawkins, Scott Moore, Asher Hawkins, Van Farnworth, and Dwayne Case.
Question Corner. My grandpa's been so sad ever since Grandma died. How can I help him feel better? Note. Responses are intended for help and perspective, not as pronouncements of church doctrine.
I'm in this situation right now. My grandma died last September. I think the best thing to do is visit him a lot and talk to him. Invite him to your activities and get him involved in your life. Benjamin M., age 9, Virginia, USA.
2 months ago, my grandma died. I can try to help my grandpa be happy by mailing him pictures since he lives far away. KDJ, age 9, Pennsylvania, USA.
You can help by talking to him about the plan of happiness. You could go somewhere, like to a museum or ride bikes. You could do a church activity together. You could even read him an article from the friend. Maddie C., age 8, Maryland, USA.
My grandpa's son just died. I can help him feel better by giving him lots of hugs. I can tell him I love him. I can give him a picture of his son because then he would remember that Bryant will be resurrected someday. June W., age 4, California, USA.
You can pray for him to have peace, and you can fill him with love. Spending time with him could help show how much you love him and are happy he is here. Jolie B., age 9, Arizona, USA.
Help your grandpa think about happy things about your grandma when she was alive. He can be looking forward to seeing your grandma again because of Jesus Christ. Jordan T., age 8, Pennsylvania, USA.
I think you should go over to your grandpa's house once or twice a week so he can feel close to someone since his wife died. Cassie M., age 10, New York, USA.
Question Corner. My grandpa's been so sad ever since grandma died. How can I help him feel better? Note. Responses are intended for help and perspective, not as pronouncements of church doctrine. Next question. I want to make new friends, but I'm really shy. What can I do? Send your answer and photo by May 31st. Email us at friend@ldschurch.org with question corner in the subject line. Use the permission statement on page 39. Next question. I want to make new friends, but I'm really shy. What can I do? Send your answer and photo by May 31st. Email us at friend@ldschurch.org with question corner in the subject line. Use the permission statement on page 39.
End of the article, Question Corner. Read by Matthew Moore, Tess Hawkins, Maya Reinwand, Ethan Nelson, Salem Tullis, Miles McClellan, Eden Reinwand, and Enzo Patello.
The silliest camping trip ever. What's what? Adjective, descriptive word like fuzzy or yellow. Verb, action word like laugh or jump. Noun, a person, place, or thing, like teacher, lake, or rock. Here is an example of a story someone sent in. Once upon a time, a family went on a camping trip. Along the way, they got lost in the forest and ended up at the wrong camp. What a funny name, Dad said, reading the sign. Welcome to Camp Crazy Panda. We made it, Mom said. I'm so glad we're done shoveling. I thought we'd be stuck in our bathroom forever. Yeah, Joe said. I'm so happy I could eat a worm. They soon found out that this camp wasn't what they expected. The cabins were made out of large potatoes, and the lake was full of orange juice. Let's go fishing, Rachel said. They went to the lake with their poles and caught lots of jumpy computers for dinner. Later that night, the camp host stopped by and told them a campfire story. It was about Seven-Eyed Pete, a sneaky pirate who liked to steal socks when campers weren't looking and sew them into sails for his obnoxious pirate ship. That night, the family slept to the sound of giraffes chirping in the trees. In the morning, they woke up, ate breakfast, and went for a swim through the bouncy forest. This is the silliest vacation ever, Joe said, but I wouldn't change a thing. Me neither, said Rachel. Now let's grab our fishing poles. I want to catch some more cows. End of The Silliest Camping Trip Ever. Read by David Shaw. Matt and Mandy. In this month's installment of Matt and Mandy, Matt's friend Franco has just accidentally hit his dad's red truck with a golf ball. As the two boys look at the damage the ball did to the truck, Franco says,
I didn't mean to hit it that hard. Dad's going to be so mad. The dent's really small. Maybe he won't notice. Maybe he'll think it happened in a parking lot. What should I do?
Matt responds,
I always feel better when I just tell the truth and get it over with. I'll go with you.
After the boys confess to what they did, Franco's dad says to Franco,
I'm disappointed that you disobeyed when I told you to just putt the ball, but I'm proud of you for coming and telling me.
A few days later, while Matt watches from a distance, Franco's dad says to Matt's dad,
So I just wanted to say we're glad Franco has Matt for a friend.
Matt's dad responds,
Thanks. We feel the same way about Franco.
End of Matt and Mandy. P.S. Through Your Eyes.
I'm so thankful that my Heavenly Father can give us so many beautiful animals. These ducklings follow their mother like we should follow him. Ella P., age 9, Colorado, USA.
How to write to the friend. To send us a letter, drawing, poem, or footprint, fill out a form and include it with your submission. 2. Include a school photo or high-quality snapshot. 3. We might edit your submission for length or clarity, and we can't return it to you. 4. You must be at least 3 years old. Please send your submission to Friend Magazine, 50 East North Temple Street, Room 2393, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150-0024, or email the friend at ldschurch.org. The following information and permission must be included. First and last name, age, boy or girl, state, province, country. I give my permission to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints to use my child's submission and photo on the church websites and social media platforms, as well as for church reports, print products, video, publications, and training materials. Signature of parent or legal guardian, email of parent or legal guardian. The Last Laugh. In this month's Last Laugh, a mother's 3 children are surprising her with an early Mother's Day present. The children are dressed in outdoor adventure clothes and are showing her a treasure map. One child says,
"Happy Mother's Day tomorrow. We thought you might be tired of the usual breakfast in bed."
End of the section, P.S. Read by Dave Shaw, Maya Reinwand, and Matthew Moore.
For parents of little ones, most children are experts at avoiding chores, like Anna in The Laundry Monster. They simply don't want to have their fun interrupted. Even when your child protests and procrastinates, keep at it. Create a consistent routine so your child knows what's expected. Someday, you'll both feel the satisfaction of a job well done. Try these tips to help your child become a more willing worker. Give children a little time to finish whatever fun thing they're doing. Set a timer and say, "When the timer rings in 3 minutes, it's time to pick up the toys." Instead of saying, "No painting until after you clear your dishes from the table," try saying, "After you clear your dishes, then I will get your paints out." This small change in wording helps young children see their choice more clearly. Make tasks playful. Play a favorite song and race to get all the toys put away before the song ends. Sing and dance while sweeping the floor. Draw pictures of your child's chores and some favorite activities on a sheet of paper. Slide it into a plastic page protector. With a non-permanent marker, children can cross off chores and circle an activity to do after. If your child still resists, allow natural consequences. For example, when toys are left on the floor, they can get lost or broken. It can be hard to allow consequences to upset your child. Remember that following through teaches children the eternal law of the harvest. See Galatians chapter 6. You can read past letters at friendflo.lds.org. End of the article. For Parents of Little Ones, read by Jane Wise.
Bright Idea Poster. This month's Bright Idea Poster depicts Jesus Christ telling stories to a group of happy children. The caption reads, "I feel my Savior's love in all the world around me." Children's Songbook, page 74. End of this month's Bright Idea Poster, read by Miles McClellan. Read by Miles McClellan.
The Laundry Monster, by Jennifer Maddy. Time to put dirty clothes in the basket. Anna wants to build instead. Anna knows it's time to help with laundry, but she keeps building. And while she keeps building, the pile of clothes slowly turns into a laundry monster. "Look out!" Anna knows what to do. "Goodbye, grumpy, lumpy laundry monster." End of the story, The Laundry Monster, read by Kara McClellan.
Book of Mormon Stories, Ammon's Good Example. Ammon and his brothers were missionaries.
Sometimes they were hungry and tired, but they kept teaching about Jesus. Ammon and his brothers went to a land far away to teach their enemies about Jesus. Some men captured Ammon and took him to King Lamoni. Ammon told the king he wanted to serve him. Ammon worked hard. He protected the king's sheep from robbers. The king was grateful. He listened to Ammon. Ammon taught the king about God and the scriptures. The king believed him. Many people were baptized because of Ammon's good example. We can help others by being a good example like Ammon. End of this month's Book of Mormon Stories, Ammon's Good Example, read by Eden Reinwand.
Mission Building Blocks by Lonnie Smith, based on a true story. Caden hugged Uncle Brian tight. Brian was going on a mission to Brazil. Caden would miss him. He cried when they left the airport. When they got home, Grandma said,
"I have a surprise for you."
Grandma gave Caden a big bag. Inside were lots of small plastic blocks.
"There are 730 blocks in that bag. That's one for each day Uncle Brian is gone."
Grandma handed Caden a plastic board.
"You can put a new block on the board every day. When the bag is empty, Uncle Brian will be home again."
The bag was heavy. 730 blocks is a lot. Caden pulled a red block from the bag. He stuck it on a corner of the board.
"This could be fun," he said.
2 years felt far away. Uncle Brian was a lot older than Caden, but he was still one of Caden's best friends. Caden took the board and bag to his room. Then he knelt down. He asked Heavenly Father to keep Uncle Brian safe. Days turned into weeks. Weeks turned into months. Then the months became 2 years. The tower had red, blue, green, and yellow blocks. It was so tall. Finally, it was time for Uncle Brian to come home. Caden took his block tower to the airport to meet him. Everyone hugged. Caden smiled so hard his cheeks hurt. Uncle Brian looked at Caden's block building.
"Look what you made. It looks almost as big as you."
"It is,"
Caden smiled.
"And when I'm bigger, I'm going on a mission too."
The author lives in Utah, USA. Question for you. What can you do when you miss someone?
End of the story, Mission Building Blocks, read by Kara McClellan, Daniel McClellan, Charlene Stewart, and Van Johansson.